Well, good week to everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program about South Dakota agriculture and all of the folks who go out and get grease on their fingers and manure on their boots. And we call them farmers and ranchers. I like to use the phrase food producers because that's what they do each and every day, 7 times 52. And as we've observed again this spring, that's often not an easy task. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Hey, let's talk a little bit of golf for the benefit of you folks who have asked me, is there still room to play in the 20th annual Corn Cob Open? Let me begin by telling you, the last time I talked to Kelly, there were a few spots left in the morning flight. That starts at 8, it's at Spring Creek. If you're interested, just give Kelly a call at 334-0100. Now, as long as you're on the phone, you may as well join the South Dakota Corn Growers, assuming you're not already a member. It's certainly worth the conversation. On the subject of golf, many of you who play in the Corn Cob Open see me roaming around the course either on foot or in a golf cart with Lisa Richardson. The natural question is, Jim, have you ever played golf? Well, the answer is some years ago I gave it a try and it seemed like I always lost at least 2 balls. Now, that doesn't sound all that bad, except I lost them while I was putting, which should give you some idea as to my golfing prowess. Now, speaking of golf tournaments, allow me to put in a plug for our buddies at Beef Bucks, who are going to be holding their annual golf challenge at the Brandon Golf Course on August 19th. If you'd like more detail or just want to sign up to play, go to beefbucks.org and away you go. In the spirit of full disclosure, I happen to serve on the board of Beef Bucks, so again, you'll see me wandering around that course like a lost puppy and helping Colonel John Phillips with the auction that evening. I can't think of any group of folks that more deserve a day away from the chores and the folks who live on the land, and that's pretty much a simple fact. It seems like the past few years, Mother Nature has really been a thorn in everybody's side, but as my old dad used to say, if it was easy, everybody'd do it. However, enough is enough. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, you be careful in your work, and thanks for what you do.